2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery. Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback, currently not in the same room, but you know, he's still here in spirit, and his voice is actually still here too, so I guess he's actually still here. Scott Mitchell, NFL QB, Utah QB. You doing all right today, Scott? Thanks,
Alex,
for being with me, man.
Yeah, thank you. On a normal day, I don't even know where I am, so these Abby normal
will you
days.
Hold on. Everybody's been kind of one of the online things is everybody's been sharing what their work outfit is like. Maybe I shouldn't ask.
You shouldn't ask. I did shower today.
You have pants on or shorts?
I'm not going to say the last time I showered, but I did shower today, and that was a big improvement for me. And yes, I'm in shorts.
There you go.
Nothing
are
else.
They Detroit just Lions? Just are they Miami Dolphins? Or what
I'm
are they?
I'm sitting here in a pair of shorts.
But is it like a, are they team specific? What are they?
They're my Mighty Red Devil shorts.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. A little shout out to Springville. Yes. So look, that's what Scott, I'm wearing pants because I have to come into the studio still. So I've still got to represent. So.
and I'm glad that you are wearing pants in the studio.
I think everybody else is too. All right, we're kicking off the show. Thanks for being with us during these weird, weird stinking times. Everything is strange. If you walk by a neighbor and ever said the phrase, isn't this just totally weird, then you're right along there with us because our show is totally right there as well. It's the 805 Cut right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Let's jump in.
The Cut at 805. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
All right, so the NCAA's done it. It's the cut brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. As always, thanks for being with us. NCAA given an extra year of eligibility to winter sport seniors. Does not include basketball. My question is, Scott, so there's a catch to all this. Teams can adjust financial aid given to those seniors, which could give coaches a way to cut seniors who do not perform well. So there's like this thing where it's like, they're going to be able to float with an extra scholarship on board or not. They can say, well, we can cut these things. There could be a way to stay on budget, which could even be more of an issue with the NCAA paying out about a third less due to no March Madness or being paid out a lot less. They don't have as much money in the coffers. Now, that money doesn't come from the NCAA to these schools for scholarships, but in my mind, everybody was waiting to see if they were going to maybe grant some eligibility to the spring athletes, which would or the
winter athletes,
or to the winter athletes. But basketball is not included in this, and there you're not going to see like, you know, basically a reset on the basketball season. That's not going to happen. All the spring athletes are going to be able to get that year back. And so I think that this is an interesting, it's a good thing. I think the NCAA, that's known for not being very very nice or judging things correctly or evenly, has at least gotten some of this right. They need to make sure that this is fair for everybody.
I think this is hard if you're a senior. It's hard in the sense that you've gone through your college experience and you're like, I want to get on with my life. And then there would be a side of you, but I can go back just one more time. And I think that would be a real tear at you emotionally about what to do, because maybe, you know, and I know it's just spring sports, so a lot of their sport hadn't started yet.
Right.
But maybe someone started off and they were just kind of struggling, you know, it just wasn't quite happening the way that I thought, you know, maybe in baseball or some of these other, maybe volleyball, whatever all the sports may be. And so they go, oh man, what an opportunity to come back and just go, okay, you know, I'm going to reset this whole thing. I don't know how the Major League Draft plays out and how it would all fit in there, because, you know, some guys just go, look, I'm out of here. I'm gone. I know there's a really good golfer at BYU that's just like, I'm in Q school in September and I'm
out of here.
4 years,
right? It doesn't make any sense.
Go on pros, you know, kind of thing.
Well, what
but
are
I
the
just
guys
think
are...
it would be such a, you know, and just a tear at you emotionally.
Yeah, and so here's what it says is, for those spring athletes, they're basically just going to be able to reset, or they're going to extend this 5-year clock that they already have. I mean, their eligibility is this kind of running time of this 5 years of a redshirt year and then your 4 other years. But you're going to be able to extend that clock by a year, and the decision – that's important for a lot of these guys. I think there are a lot of student athletes, Scott, that are going to go, thanks, but no thanks. Thanks for making an effort. Appreciate it. But look, I play, you know, I'm on the swim team, or I play lacrosse or whatever it might be. There are going to be guys out there who are going to go, you know, this is nice, but I'm actually graduating right now and I've got a job lined up, and they're not going to play that extra season. Who would want to go to a full extra year of university coursework to play that last season in their senior year?
Yeah, a full year of school just to get to the spring.
Right. I mean, there are a lot of guys who already have jobs lined up.
Alex,
I mean, what?
You could have some fun classes.
Well,
I know all of the fun classes to take at the University
of
Utah.
You could probably finish your master's. Oh, what was your worst class that you ever took? Like the worst in the sense of, you were just trying to get by and stay doing some classes.
All right, there's two. that's how often it happened. The worst one was camping. So I had a camping class, and it was a 2-day class. And the class worked like this: you had it was usually on a Wednesday night, and the class went from 7 to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So you had class for 3 hours. And then you had in the field experience,
which is,
and
just
so
going camping.
You had to go overnight camping, but there were certain.
This sounds like even a lame merit badge, like your camping merit badge.
Totally merit badge.
Oh my gosh!
It was easier. It's a camping merit badge. You had to camp out 20 different times.
Yeah,
That was the worst merit badge for me, who was an Eagle Scout.
Environmental science was mine. I couldn't stand
that
environmental
science. That was a
science.
Tough one. But I want to go back though to this baseball or this spring sport thing. And even maybe specifically baseball, because say you're a team like Utah, and say that you're kind of a middle of the road Pac-12 team in baseball. You know, one year you just blew up and won the conference. And what if you had like a lot of really good seniors? And I don't think that's the case for Utah. I think they lose one or two guys.
Yeah.
But what if you didn't? What if you're a team that like you were just loaded? And so you came back with a really loaded team, and let's say some of the top teams in the conference in your sport, if it's baseball, they all their seniors just said, see you later. And so there might be an opportunity for some of these schools that maybe don't have a shot at a conference championship normally, actually, because they kind of get stockpiled, they get that extra year with these guys, actually find themselves more competitive the next year, and they have a more legitimate opportunity of of winning championships. And I could certainly see that playing out and maybe in multiple sports. And it might be one of those things for Utah to kind of some of these spring lesser sports to get an opportunity to win some conference championships.
And this isn't, like I said, the decision does, it only applies to the spring athletes. The winter ones, it does not. And so I think that.
And I think that's lame too, Alex.
Why? Because the winter athletes, their seasons were over.
No. Are you kidding me? Time out. No. Their seasons were, look, all we care about is March Madness.
It's true with
basketball.
We don't
even care about, like.
But they played 30-something games. It's like coming back and playing the full year.
It was about 20 too many. It really was. I mean, seriously, the non-conference stuff is just, it's like, it just goes on and stretches on forever. Maybe you let these winter sports come back just for March Madness.
Now, how do you do that? You have them work out and you're just going to be there. You're just going to be there for the last part.
Yeah.
These guys got to move on too. I don't know.
I think we should just all stay like this indefinitely.
Greg Rubel's idea, when he came on our show, what did he say? It was like, what if they had a full, all the teams that would have been in this year, they're going to be in next year, even if they didn't really technically qualify, and they're part of this 160, 180 team like tournament or whatever it was, 140 team tournament to be able to get yourself into March Madness. I thought, well, you know, we're desperate for games, but I don't know if we're desperate for that many.
That would be a great way to do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Play two separate tournaments.
All right. Hey, when we come back, Mitch Harper, speaking of the BYU Cougars, he's our BYU insider for KSLSports.com. He's going to join us, and we're going to ask him about the new developments. A slip of the tongue by Sean Payton down there in New Orleans has given more life to an earlier start of things for Taysom Hill possibly taking over for Drew Brees. Stay with us. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.